Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So today we're tackling something pretty huge. I mean, a really fundamental shift in how information gets discovered online.
Mm.
We're moving past, you know, the classic search page, those 10 blue links we all know. And we're diving straight into this whole new world of generative AI answers. Our mission really has two parts that are tightly linked. First, the tech side. We need to get our heads around generative engine optimization, or GEO. That's all about making sure your content actually gets used, you know, cited in those AI summaries. But second, and just as crucial, is the, let's call it the human element.
Mm.
How does a brand establish its identity, its voice, so it stands out and is trusted in this new environment? It's where that tech side meets, well, brand authority. Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah, and to kick things off, we just have to grasp the speed and scale here. AI tools, large language models,
they're
not niche anymore, not at all. Mm. We're seeing stats like, what, 52% of U.S. adults are using them now?
52%, wow.
And over a third of those are using them daily. It's like this whole new layer just appeared on the internet almost overnight.
And that rapid uptake is creating. Well, it sounds like real challenges for anyone publishing content, right?
It really is. There's this term catching on, the great decoupling. I think Darwin Santos on X mentioned it first.
The great decoupling.
Mm-hmm.
Go, what does that mean in practice?
Well, the implication is pretty stark. Your content might get more impressions, technically speaking, because an AI cites it in a summary.
Which sounds good, like proof of authority.
Right. But, and this is the key bit, you get way fewer clicks back to your site because the user. They already got the answer they needed from the AI summary.
Huh. So is that good or bad? I mean, are we optimizing ourselves right out of traffic?
It forces a rethink of what success even is. If your only goal was clicks, then yeah, it feels like a threat. But if your goal is building trust, becoming the go-to authoritative source that the AI relies on and cites, then GEO is your path. You're optimizing to be the answer, or at least part of it, not just a link someone might click.
Okay, that makes sense. So who are these new gatekeepers then? The AI systems deciding what makes a cut?
Well, there are several big players, and they each have a slightly different approach to discovery. Google's still the giant, obviously. Their AI overviews launched last year, synthesizing answers directly. They're showing up in, what, over 50% of searches now?
Over half already.
Yeah, and that's just the start. They're rolling out AI mode too, shifting the whole default search experience towards conversational AI powered by Gemini.
And then you've got players like OpenAI with ChatGPT, which was never really trying to be a search results page, was it?
Exactly. ChatGPT just exploded onto the scene, right?
Yeah.
100 million users in like 2 months. Crazy growth. For GEO with ChatGPT, it's all about, can it find your stuff, understand it, and actually use it? If your site is, say, heavy on JavaScript or just vaguely structured, ChatGPT might just skip over it. So your content needs to be super clear, authoritative, and crucially well-structured. Think semantic HTML, structured data, that kind of thing.
And there are others focusing more on, say, credibility.
For sure. Perplexity is a great example. They're all about transparency and citing sources. Every answer points back to the original content, which is interesting because it means really high-quality, accurate stuff, even from a smaller site.
And get surfaced.
Exactly. If it's clear and accurate, Perplexity might highlight it, potentially over a bigger site that's less clear. It prioritizes the source quality.
And we should probably mention Anthropic's Claude models too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially in business settings.
Oh, definitely. Claude is significant, particularly in enterprise environments where safety and reliability are paramount. It's often used for knowledge discovery within organizations, and its ARGI capabilities are getting stronger.
Okay, you mentioned ARGI there. For anyone listening who hasn't bumped into that acronym, what's the core idea?
Right, RG, Retrieval Augmented Generation. Basically, it lets the AI, instead of just relying on its internal training data,
which can be outdated.
Precisely. It lets it reach out and pull in fresh external information in real time, often from the web or licensed data feeds. It uses that external info to double check itself and build its answer. So the results are much more current and, you know, verifiable. It's a game changer for accuracy.
Makes sense. And Microsoft. They seem to be embedding AI everywhere with Copilot.
Total immersion, yeah. Bing Search has Copilot-powered AI answers, sure. But the bigger play is weaving it into Microsoft 365. Think Word, Excel, Outlook. Teams. They're making generative AI a native part of how millions of people work every day.
So your content needs to be ready for questions asked inside an email draft, not just in a search box.
You got it. Task-driven AI summaries happening right within the workflow.
What's fascinating here is, well, it feels like the mechanics of how AI finds and uses content fundamentally changes the whole optimization strategy.
It absolutely does, which brings us nicely to defining GEO generative engine optimization. You know, traditional SEO is heavily focused on things like metadata, keywords, page speed, backlinks.
The classic checklist.
Those things aren't irrelevant now, but GEO shifts the focus. It's a different set of priorities.
How different? Is it less about gaming the algorithm and more about being genuinely trustworthy and understandable to a machine?
That's a great way to put it. GEO really demands three core things. First, semantic clarity. The language needs to be unambiguous so the AI models can grasp the meaning, not just keywords.
Okay, meaning first.
Second, factual accuracy. The AI needs to trust your content is verifiable. It's building its own reputation on the answers it gives.
Your coin.
And third, machine-readable structure. We're talking clean HTML, maybe schema markup, things that give the AI a clear blueprint for extracting information. It's not just helpful anymore. It's practically required.
And the way AI gets this content. You mentioned two main ways, crawling versus like licensed feeds.
Yeah, that's a really critical distinction for brands to understand. There's crawl-based discovery, basically,
yeah.
The open web. AI bots are constantly requesting information, almost in real time. It's not quite like the old indexing and caching.
More dynamic.
Much more. The upside is openness, but the downside, you have less control over how your content gets interpreted or if you even get cited properly.
And the alternative offers more control, but maybe less reach.
That's the trade-off with API-based access. This involves structured data, often shared through partnerships or licensing deals. Think enterprise tools like Copilot integrating specific data sources. The pro, you get much more control over the data, the narrative, ensuring consistency.
A bit con.
It requires infrastructure. You need those deals in place, robust APIs. It's less about organic discovery and more about curated information sharing.
Okay, so this technical shift means we need super clean code, clear language, verifiable facts. But all that technical precision doesn't mean much if the underlying brand isn't seen as authoritative,
yeah.
Right? The machine needs structure, sure, but it also needs to trust the source, which brings us to that human element, brand governance.
Exactly. The AI has to figure out your EEAT, your experience, expertise, authoritativeness, trustworthiness. If it can't, or if the signals are weak, you just won't get included. And building that authority, especially now, starts with serious discipline. Which is why having a really solid brand guide isn't just nice to have, it's kind of essential.
The source material we looked at had a neat framework for this commitment, Proud by Design. Sounds like more than just a slogan.
It really sets the internal standard, proactively meeting needs like having templates ready to go, reliably delivering quality using your skills, but also, and I liked this phrase, hitting the books with enthusiasm when you need to learn.
Yeah, constant learning.
Outstanding work that actually delights people. Urgency being responsive but not sloppy, and discipline process iterating, adapting, but always sticking to the core guidelines.
And that discipline gets really specific, down to the visuals, like the logo rule.
Oh, yeah. Super specific. No weird colors, no stretching it out of shape. Don't slap it on a background where you can't even see it. And my favorite detail, ensure a chalice's worth of logo padding.
A chalice's worth. That's brilliant. Very clear visual instruction there. No ambiguity.
Precision matters, and that visual consistency builds trust. They specify the exact color palette, two names, hex codes. IPR BLUE is hashtag 205BED. There's a new W. IPR Marigold at hashtag 49713.
But wait, does the AI actually care about IPR BLUE versus some other blue? Isn't that just for human eyes?
It's not that the AI sees the blue, but it registers the consistency. If a brand is sloppy visually, inconsistent across different platforms, that signals a lack of discipline. That erodes human trust, and the AI picks up on those weaker authority signals. Inconsistent branding can indirectly tell an AI this source might be less reliable. So consistency equals credibility, which the AI does care about.
Okay, that makes sense. It's a proxy for overall quality and trustworthiness. And this extends to things like fonts, too.
Yep. They specify Oswald for headlines, Risha for body text, JetBrains Mono just for things like code snippets or calls to action. It ensures that whether your content appears on your site, in a PDF, maybe even pulled into an AI summary in some form, the brand's textual identity is consistent. They even draw a line with imagery. Use AI tools like Midjourney for custom graphics, fine. But use real photos for real people, employees, clients. It grounds the brand in authenticity.
So let's tie this disciplined brand identity directly back to GEO. How does this detailed guidance on visuals and process translate into the messaging and voice needed for AI summaries?
Well, the core messaging themes are designed to establish that crucial authority in the AI space. Theme, hashtag one, is the game. basically saying, look, search has changed, we get it, and we're figuring out the new rules. Strategy focused, theme hashtag two, masters of the machine. This leans into the tech side, positioning themselves as understanding how AI and LLMs actually retrieve information. It's where computer science meets marketing.
Right, the technical depth builds credibility.
Yeah, definitely. And theme hashtag three, the inside track. This frames them as leaders, the ones others learn from, trendsetters. It all points back to their core idea of relevance engineering, making content visible and influential across all these new generative platforms.
And this all feeds into a very specific voice and tone, the voice being the personality.
Exactly. Defined as confident, but backed by results, not just talk. Technical, but able to explain complex things clearly, not just throw jargon around. And witty, using smart humor, staying engaging.
And the tone, how that personality comes across. Needs to be passionate, showing genuine interest, and confident, not cocky. I like their phrase, walk in with receipts, not ego.
Yeah, the receipts meaning proof. Case studies, data, research, it's evidence-based confidence. This allows them to be informal over stuffy, approachable experts and straightforward, clear, direct communication. This tone has to permeate all the content that's being optimized for GEO.
And you can see how that tone adapts, right? Like on their blog, it might be quite detailed, aiming high, they joke about wanting a Pulitzer. Yeah.
But then on social media or in an email, it shifts. More conversational, relatable. Like that line, SEO is moving faster than your group chat during a Kendrick Beyonce NBA Finals ticket drop.
Yeah, that's relatable. It shows you can be an authority and sound human.
Which is exactly the point. Technical authority and human relatability have to coexist now.
So what does this all mean when we put the GEO tech side and the brand voice human side together?
It means the old ways of just, you know, optimizing for keywords and links.
Yeah.
That era is over. It's done. Brands now have this dual challenge, and it's huge. You must get the technical stuff right. The semantic clarity, the factual accuracy, the structure, so the AI can choose your content.
But that's only half the battle.
Right. At the same time, you have to infuse that content with a consistent, authentic, authoritative brand identity using voice and tone. Because if the AI selects your content, it needs to not only be factually correct, but also sound and feel like it comes from a trusted source, your brand. It reinforces the whole trust signal loop.
It sounds like the ultimate test is how you handle things even when they go wrong.
Yeah. The source material ends with this really interesting idea, a 404 error page hackathon. The challenge was to make even your error page fun, clever, and totally on brand.
That's actually brilliant, because if a user hits a dead end or maybe an AI query doesn't quite land right, that 404 page is a moment. Can your brand still connect, show its personality, maybe even help them out? Or do they just hit a wall and leave?
Exactly. If you can nail your brand voice and helpfulness, even on an error page, if you can make being lost still feel like your brand experience, then you've truly grasped how to maintain authority and identity in this new generative era. That's owning the narrative end to end.